This is a May Luna Media production.
You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real. Go deep and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. On this podcast, you know we spend a lot of time on shadow work. Obviously, that is what Love, Light, and Black Holes essentially is all about. And today, we're having a little refresher, but we're also taking this way deeper than we ever have. And I'm going to show you a way to find your shadow so you can stop searching, stop guessing, stop looking at every single trigger, and figure out exactly what it is, because you were born with it. So what if I told you that at the time you were born, you had an imprint of your shadow at your birth? Your natal chart is an imprint, a fingerprint, a snapshot of the sky at the moment that you were born. And this shows you your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, all of the things that we hear about often. But what it also shows you is your Chiron. And where your Chiron is exactly where you are going to realize that the root of all of your shadows, all of your hangups, all of your trauma, all of your patterns, all of your triggers, all of the people you date and the jobs you get and the money you make and the car you drive, like literally all of it is connected to where your Chiron is. And I can prove it because mine is. And this connects to my entire life finally making sense. And we're getting straight into it today because when I tell you this is going to change your life, it is going to change your life. When I found my Chiron placement years ago, it was like I was being told what I could never voice. It was like I finally found words to explain my entire childhood, my life, the way I presented myself in public, the way that I held myself back and people pleased and fawned and did what everyone wanted me to and tried to be the good girl. And I finally realized that I was doing all of that for these certain reasons. And it was like someone finally flipped the lights on in a very, very dark and lonely and scary room. And this was a huge turning point for me. So what is Chiron? Chiron is the wounded healer in astrology. It's an asteroid. It's not a planet. It's an asteroid. It's between Saturn and Uranus. It's the bridge between limitation and liberation between those two. And it shows you your core wound, the place you got hurt early and never fully healed. This is why it's tied to major childhood experiences that you can trace back to this wound, to this feeling, to these patterns of living and being in relationship with yourself and with others, and it shows you everything. So it will be, your Chiron will be in a sign, just like your sun, moon, and rising. And then the second layer of that is your house. And there's 12 houses in astrology. There are plenty of resources on the internet. You can Google it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what all 12 houses mean. But I will tell you that every Chiron has a zodiac sign, and then a house. So for me, for example, mine is Gemini in the fourth house. So Gemini is communication and the fourth house is home. So that deeply relates to my childhood and not feeling heard or seen by my sister, who I wanted to hear and see me the most out of any person on the planet. I craved her love so deeply and it wasn't reciprocated at the time. We're fine now, we're great, we love each other, but growing up was rough. And so I, looking back, realized how that wove into and fed into so many other aspects of my life. I thought I was shy and quiet, but then I would go to school and I was outgoing and I'm popular and had a lot of friends and it was easy to make friends and I was really good at school. And so I had like this home life and home perception of myself. And then I had this other perception of me out in the world, and I'm looking at both of these when I'm young. I mean, I was like younger than 10 when I had this realization. I'm like, wow, interesting. So out there, everyone thinks I'm great and I like excel at life. I'm good at everything. I get by really easily. I have great friends and I'm just like a well-liked person. But then I come home and of course my parents love me, obviously. But with my sister and this relationship that I really craved, it was the exact opposite, like wrapped in acid. And so I'm having this realization when I'm younger and I'm like, wow. So all of these people out there love me and my parents obviously love me. And this person over here thinks that everything I do is like the dumbest, the worst, the stupidest thing. I get, you know, day and night, how terrible and awful and dumb I am. And so I was like, well, they're not all wrong and she's not right. And of course I still believed some of it because I was young and impressionable and, you know, easy to please, I guess, or like trying to just please the situation. And I was like, well, then I have to immediately love myself. And at that point, I made this decision and I was like, I am liked. Like, this is proven. And this was all from understanding my Chiron. Not the moments that I had when I was a child, of course, but when I saw my Chiron placement in house, it truly was like everything finally made sense. Because I could connect all of these dots then and all of these validating experiences that I collected and magnetized and brought into my life because of that core wound. And I saw like this whole timeline of my life in chronological order and realized all of the ways that I had played into this wound rather than what I'm doing now, using it as my superpower, that knowing because I have this core communication wound in my home for many years up until I was really 16, when my sister moved out to college, and then we were best friends and it was like nothing ever happened and we have been since. And that also showed me that, like, okay, it was bullshit. Like, she does love me. I'm going out to visit her in LA. Like, we're having a great time. Like, we love each other. That was just then. Then I really started falling in love with myself. And I remember exactly where I was standing when I was teaching English in Spain. I caught my reflection in the mirror, and I'm sure I've told this story on this podcast already, but I caught my reflection in the mirror as I was leaving a private lesson from an apartment building. And I remember exactly what I was wearing, and I was just walking out into the world, setting my own schedule, living in Spain, just having the time of my life. And I caught my reflection and I literally stopped, took my breath away, took a photo and was like, I am the woman of my dreams. And it all came from being able to realize that that core wound of me at that age isn't who I am now. And that doesn't have to be who I am forever. And if I allow that to happen, then I am missing out on so much more that matters so much more than what one person whom I now love and loves me thought of me when I was young. You know, like I could have allowed that to dictate my entire life. And instead, I could separate myself from it and I could see the roots of how it happened through understanding my Chiron placement. Woo, y'all, major, major, major. It is the greatest unlock that you will ever have. And I knew that I had to share this with the people when I discovered mine. And for years, I've been trying to figure out how to make it happen. And then finally, AI is coming and I can do all of these back-end links and stuff. And my homie, Zach Babiar, has helped me set all of this up. I'll link him down below. But I created a free report for you to instantly get your Chiron placement and also see what your core wounds are, how you work with them, how you turn them into medicine, how you become the wounded healer who uses what happened to them, through them, for them, and put it out into the world in a way that helps others and positions you in even deeper healing because you are using that now as fuel. This is why I'm so obsessed with shadow work, because it is literally your fuel silage. If you tap in and you really look at your shadow and you work on loving it and accepting it, not getting rid of it, you are unlocking unprecedented amounts of power, magnetism, alignment, sensuality, joy, love, bliss, like all of the things that you've ever wanted, because looking directly at it is exactly what is going to get you to where you want to go. It is this avoidance. It is bypassing. It is euphemisms for things that really fucking suck. It's saying that I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm good, when you're really not. And it is keeping yourself away from true connection with you and yourself and who you are internally, so that that can shine out. But when you're not doing shadow work, when you're not looking at this, it is impossible to know where to start and how to move through this. And this is the thing that I hear the most when I am talking about shadow work, doing shadow work, leading people through all of it, is I don't know where to start and I'm afraid of what I'll find. Well, this report tells you exactly where to start. And once you get in, you are going to feel like an entire lifetime of situations are interconnected, yes, and finally make sense and give you that true sense of love and understanding and belonging from yourself that you are actually really seeking in other people. And this, I'm going off on a tangent and totally not even talking about my notes now because I love this so much, but when you do shadow work, you love yourself and you stop seeking what you aren't giving to yourself in others, who can never possibly fill the space that you can fill for you, if that makes sense. So looking to others to love you the way that you need to love yourself is going to continuously create toxic, codependent, just bad relationships in concurrent patterns where you're dating the same person over and over in a different body, because you keep attracting this same energy, this same lesson. You are attracting from your wound rather than your wisdom. And that is a huge turning point when you realize that you're trying to fill a hole instead of wanting to expand with someone. When you love yourself so much by doing shadow work and accepting all of the things about you, then you are so full. You're full of yourself. You're full of love. You're full of passion. You're just full. You're like, I got it going on. And so then when you meet someone, you're going to be like, yo, you're dope too. Like, let's fucking do this together. And the other person's like, yeah, down. Instead of going up to someone like, please love me, just love me, I'll take anyone who loves me. Oh, you said my shirt is nice. Oh, you must love me. Oh, we have sex. Oh, we must spend the rest of our lives together. And you get stage 5 clinger and you attach and you choose terrible people because you're choosing continuously not yourself. Tangent over. Thank you for coming to my mid-episode TED Talk on fucking loving yourself. But anyways, back to your Chiron. The sign shows the nature of the wound, so how you were really hurt. So for me, mine is in Gemini, so that is communication, how I receive and give it. And then the house shows where it plays out in your life, relationships, career, self-worth, etc. So because I had communication in Gemini, my fourth house means that that communication is going to be in the home. That communication wound will be in the fourth house of the home. And so that affects all of those relationships and then subsequently my self-worth and all of the rest of it. But this wound has been active your entire life and it has really deep roots. So by trying to figure out how to do shadow work and not really knowing where to start, you start at the surface, right? But this goes down to the deep, right straight to the root. You're not looking at every little trigger on a daily basis and all this surface level stuff that's really clouding what's actually fueling and supercharging all of this energy below. So because this has been active your entire life and it is the root ball, the root system, it is going to have a million branches. It is going all which way, up, down, sideways, curly Q. If you can dream it, that is where this wound has played out in your life in some crazy fucking ways. And by getting down to the root, that is when you really understand why all of the other stuff happened. And most people never figure out their core wound. They'll do some of the shadow work on the surface, talking about the things that are currently happening and relationships, but not making any of the connections that really take them down into the deep. They just keep repeating the same pattern and wondering why. But Chiron gives you those exact coordinates, like having a map instead of wandering in the dark for 40 years. And like, believe me, it was almost that long. So what we're actually doing here is shadow work. And if you're new to this podcast or you're still not totally clear on what shadow work is and you've been listening, shadow work is loving the parts of you that you can't see and don't want to see or actively reject through acts of love and understanding and looking through your past and journaling, meditating. I mean, anything can be shadow work if you have the right intention. So it's not about how you actually start doing it. You just start looking, and then there's a whole protocol to put those pieces somewhere so that you're basically filling out this entire jigsaw puzzle that eventually comes together. And your shadow is not bad. This is not something that you don't want to have. Everyone thinks, or not everyone, but everyone new to shadow work, or a lot of people that I've encountered while teaching shadow work, think that it's something to get rid of. Like it's a moldy bag of trash that got shoved behind the couch somehow, and it's like totally killing the vibe. The shadow can be that, but that doesn't mean that it needs to be taken out to the trash, to the dumpster, to be taken away. It means it needs to be brought in and given a shower and some fluids, because that shit's been rotting back there for a while. It's about integration, not about elimination. And it is what unconsciously runs you, which is why understanding the connection to Chiron is that it lives in your shadow. It's been operating behind the scenes your whole life, making you choose certain partners, sabotage certain opportunities right when you're on the precipice of like great success, feel certain ways about yourself. It is in everything. And you can't heal what you can't see. So by doing this Chiron report and looking into what the actual root is, then you see it all. It's like massive awareness, and it can feel like a slap in the face. I'm not going to lie to you. Like the majority of people who I've shared this with so far to test and just like give me feedback have said that they've started crying, that they finally feel seen, that this has put words to what they never really understood what was going on with them, how they now see how everything's connected. One woman said she's in her 50s or maybe early 60s that she can see how that was her in the past, but now that she's gone through more life and more healing, that she doesn't do that anymore. And I would agree that my communication in the home is now stellar. And that has then turned into me communicating like this with you and through other mediums like books and writing and teaching, that I am healing what my wound was. And that is how I have become the wounded healer with my Gemini communication, fourth house home wound. I am now a communicator as my job. And I listen to people and I help people and I teach them. And I'm talking all about feelings all the time because I spent a whole lifetime of my childhood not. I would bottle things up until I exploded. And it took me a lot. It took me a lot to explode. It wasn't something that just happened. It was a buildup like a volcano. But what we are moving towards is acceptance and not having that buildup, not having to have to get to the point where you do pop off. Like that should not be happening. You're allowed to be angry, of course, pop off then, but not from a buildup of not expressing. And that has been my lesson. And it is something that I'm still continuously working on in my marriage and bringing something up in the moment or like very soon after, if at not an appropriate time in the moment, and not letting things stew for days or weeks and then bringing up later and being like, well, this, and it's like, no, like you're just stewing on that. Like that's not cool. And that's not good for you. Take the stew off the pot, boo. So Chiron is the jam, and that's where you have to start because it tells you exactly where to look. There's no more guessing, no more 7 years of therapy to maybe stumble on it. You don't need to go into the jungle and do ayahuasca. You can, obviously, but it can be simple. I'm not saying that it's easy. I will never say that shadow work is easy, but it is simple because really it's just looking at your shit, loving your shit, and loving yourself and accepting it, and then showing up into the world like that. It's not complicated. It's terrifying. It's frightening. But we, and I truly believe this, are living in an era of mass awakening, but that's also met with mass chaos. Everyone's either doing the work or falling apart. I mean, sometimes we all oscillate between both, let's be real. But the old ways of avoiding yourself aren't working anymore. And you can't manifest your way out of a wound, no matter how many crystals you have. You have to meet it. The era of perpetual healing is over. I am so sick of healing. I want to live. I want to be activated. I want to carry this with me because healing, ing, means that it's always happening. It's continuous. You don't get a break from it. And I want a break. I don't want to be continuously healing. I'm so fucking sick of feeling that I'm broken and that I need to heal, especially when it comes to the trials and tribulations of my body. And now that I'm coming into this place of I'm just gonna live, and I think that's probably the best medicine, not a 17-step multi-timed supplement routine, not a 17-step skincare routine, not anything that requires more than 2 steps. And simplifying stuff and really just enjoying things. But we are all in this place of coming out of some shit that we experienced collectively and obviously are still experiencing. But 2020 broke us in a way that it broke the momentum of monotony, of saying you're fine when you're not, of just the bullshit. And what we gained from that is that now you can go everywhere in athleisure and sweats and still be cool and... pretty sweet. But we also gained that we weren't lying to ourselves anymore, and each other, of course, but especially ourselves. And we started talking about going to therapy. We started talking as a country about mental health. And we started saying, I'm not okay. And that finally was okay. So as we have a lot of spiritual bypassing and a lot of toxic positivity and a lot of you should smile more, we have gained a lot more than I think we probably realize as a society and as a culture. Because real healing starts with, hi, I'm fucked up too. Let me show you what I learned. And that's where we're moving. Influencer culture is dying. Guru culture is dying. Deitizing living humans that are human is dying. At least in my circles and what I see, that things are coming out. And we're realizing that people are not who they have said they are. And we have bought into who they said they were, and it was a trap. And now we are becoming the guru. Every single person is becoming their own guru because we have realized that we always knew. That sure, you can gain information from other people. Obviously, I'm offering it to you through this podcast. And as I record, I'm also giving it to myself. Like, I am cooking up the medicine that the witch doctor ordered. And you don't have to have it all figured out. You're not broken, so you don't need fixing. I have finally come to this realization very recently. And unless I understood my core wound, unless I understood that doing more is not always better for my body, and doing less and just eating well and being happy while I'm carrying around massive amounts of grief, of course, can coexist. Grief and joy in the same heartbeat. Your wound carries wisdom. And it is asking you to be seen, because the thing that hurt you most is your medicine. This is your well of power. Because survival taught you something. You gained fucking badass skills. Like, imagine you're wearing a tool belt and you just have all this dope shit hanging from it. And people are like, oh, whoa, you got that? You got that? Like, yeah, I faced some hard shit. And now I have this dope thing. And you go through life using these tools and it shapes you and it forms you. And I'm not saying that you know, there's a bright side to trauma and look at the bright side and there's a silver lining and everything. It's not that there's a silver lining, it's that there's a hard-earned and well-earned lesson that has changed you unequivocally for the rest of time. And if you know how to wield that tool properly and proficiently, then it becomes a magic wand. And you are moving through life in this way with this ease, with this confidence, with this power that you never would have had if you didn't go into the darkness and snatch that motherfucking tool so that you could use it for something and not just get beat by it constantly. Permission granted. Go snatch the shit that is going to make you more powerful. This is where it lives. It's inside you. It's in your Chiron. It's in your stars. You were born with this. We have all of the information we need. Seeing it and understanding it and putting it to use is a totally different story, though, of course. But you'll start understanding, oh, that's why I always date people who make me feel invisible. Oh, that's why I sabotage myself right before success. Oh, that's why I can't accept love even when it's right in front of me. And then you're gonna start seeing the pattern. And once you see it, that shit dissolves. It is like turning on the lights and thinking there's a big scary monster in there, and really it's a tiny little mouse. Once you see something, once you become aware of it, especially in the darkness, its power diminishes greatly because that's what it wanted. It's causing a ruckus to be seen, to be acknowledged of its existence. And then once you start moving through that, you'll realize how many other things just kind of fall in line. And sure, you're going to have to do work on it. Maybe you need to do journaling. Maybe you do need to do breath work. Maybe you need to go out into the wilderness for a while and scream your bloody heart out or cry and finally feel it all. You'll know what to do. And if you don't, I'm here. You can always come to me. Once you get the report, there is a 3-part course after that called Wound to Wisdom that you'll see that is incredibly helpful. And so what you'll realize is how powerful it is to really and truly look. And that is going to be encouraging. Maybe not at first, because it's going to be really fucking hard. But eventually, you'll realize how encouraged you are to look at something when it happens in the moment, or when you have a different perspective on something and you go time traveling into the past and start looking at things from a different lens. You're going to realize how much you gain from doing this hard work. And that makes it worth it. The juice is worth the squeeze. You're going to come out with so much more than you went in with that you're going to want to do this. And I'm not saying you're going to want to do it like kids want to go to Disneyland. They're not going to be like, you're not going to be screaming and shouting and jumping up and down to do shadow work. However, it's not going to feel like crossing the Sahara Desert with no water. You're not going to be that intimidated by it. The more that you do it, the easier it gets, the more proficient you are, the more you can call yourself out and in real time, the more you can better communicate to someone else your boundaries or your feelings or what happened or whatever in real time. And this is the gift that your darkness gives you. And this is the gift of looking at your shadow through Chiron to find that initial seed. This is the seed of everything, where everything grew from. This is the seed. So why not start at the source? This is it. It is time for you to look at your shit. And there is no reason not to now, because there's no excuses of I don't know where to start and I'm afraid at what I'll find. You probably know exactly what you're going to find. Where to start is trickier, and I've taken care of that for you. So grab your shadow report down below. Tell me where your Chiron is. Share this with someone if you're like, damn, you need to be looking at that shadow, boo. Share it far and wide. Join me in my mission to make shadow work mainstream so we stop hurting ourselves and stop hurting each other, because this is the way forward. It starts within. Of course, one person can change the world, but are you changing yourself to fit this new world that you're calling in? That's it for me. Go forth and be a wounded healer. Love, light, and black holes, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.